Softball head coach Scott Smith is disappointed that Dudley Field, which K-High calls home, won't be ready for the home game. But it may be even longer than initially thought after pieces of seashells were found at the field's surface. Starting early Thursday morning, about half a dozen Borough Parks and Recreation employees were at Dudley Field in a downpour, picking up seashells, including Public Works Director Alex Piera.
We kind of made the call in Public Works to do due diligence and help out and see if we can open this field. Because if we were to do nothing, you know, then we basically shut the field down for the season.
Piera, in full rain gear, walked the wet field, putting shells in a purple plastic bucket left over from Easter. Dudley Field, adjacent to K-High, has been overdue for a resurfacing, says K-High Athletic Director Ed Klein. After long and heavy rains, the field would develop big ruts, which were so big the field was unusable. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough, the field owners, budgeted this year to have it completely resurfaced along with the Houtling Elementary field. The contractor, Ketchikan Ready Mix, began by scraping 6 inches off the field. Then imported material from Prince of Wales was laid down, but it wasn't enough, so the contractor used some of the original material to supplement. The shells are not new. They came to the field in dredge material from Bar Harbor that was placed under the surface in the late 1990s. It wasn't noticeable at first that the material had shells, not until the final compaction.
And then when he compacted it with a big roller compactor, it brought all the shells up to the surface. So when he was done with that, then it became noticeable that, hey, there's a lot of shells in this surface material. So
he says that because of the wet weather, the field material was soupy and fluid, allowing many of the shells near the top to float to the surface. Coach Smith says the shells, some sharp and as big as 2 inches, are a safety concern.
Baseball and softball are not games that are played on top of the surface. They're often played in the surface, and, you know, diving and sliding is part of the game. It's not something that can be avoided, and, you know, so ending up with, you know, sharp objects of any kind in the skin is not something any of us want, obviously.
Since Dudley Field has been unusable during the renovation, the girls already had been displaced to Norman Walker Field at the middle school, and that means others have been displaced, including 29 Little League teams.
And we've gone from having access to really, really 5 fields to one. It's going to quickly bottleneck. There's just not enough fields to accommodate everybody if we don't have those two surfaces, Houtling and Dudley.
Smith says it's an unfortunate situation, especially for seniors who've been looking forward to this season, their entire young softball careers, but it won't stop them from playing.
We're going to find a way to make Norman Walker our home until we have somewhere else to go.
Ketchikan Ready Mix, under contract, has until April 15th to have the field ready. After the opener, the next softball home game is in May. In Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.